We're experiencing technical difficulties in the studio, but once Wi-Fi is back, we will be back with Moist Vibes here on 91.5 WFO. I'm spitballing right now. Nikki G has not arrived yet, but hopefully he comes through soon. We've got some great tunes ahead, hoping that everyone's spring break was fantastic, everything that they were looking for, and that the impending school isn't too much, but we've only got a couple of weeks left, so everyone power through. I hope I pray that, you know, the internet is a finicky thing, ladies and gentlemen. It is a troubled invention, and I love it. But it's not doing me too hot right now. So while I'm here alone, trying to get this up and running, I'm gonna tell you guys about some things about me. You know, let's do a QA with myself. Is that narcissistic enough? Maybe. I really like the color orange. I'm a big fan of Smurfs. I really like crappily wood-paneled station wagons that I love with all my heart. Is that all that there is to know about me? I think so. I think you kind of get the gist from that. Here's a song that hopefully, fingers crossed, will work. If not, you'll be hearing of me more in a couple of seconds.
Toast. we're so far apart. My love is true, true. I've been running
Feels really nice to be situated, playing the tunes, and hooked onto that nice Wi-Fi. Thank you, 5 gigahertz. Cool. So what we just heard was a song called Nasty Letter by Otis Taylor. That was a nice little, blues. I don't know. I like the fast strumming. My friend Graham Warnock, shout out Graham Warnock, introduced this song to me. My friends from back home have a communal playlist that's kind of dead at the moment, but for a while, we would add a song a day to it. And that was a song that he added. And I really liked it. Got me into Otis Taylor, and just a kind of some fun little kind of newish blues. Yeah, and before that we had some Gladys Knight and the Pips, Every Beat of My Heart. Just a nice soulful track. Just really the only way to end a Monday, if you ask me, is with some Gladys Knight and, of course, her lovely Pips. And we started off with Good Morning, a song called Warned You. Yeah. So, still me here. Chilling in the studio. It's a lot harder when you don't have other people to riff off. And you're just kind of surrounded by your own voice echoing in your eardrums. So I'm probably going to play some more tunes, maybe dream up some stuff to do. Maybe we'll go for a nice little mobile broadcast stroll somewhere. I don't know. Who knows? You know, it's 11:14. The night is young. Tuesday's coming. Stuff's going to get crazy. I don't know what's going to happen. But you're listening to WFO 91.5, so yeah, really anything can happen. But for now, at the very least, I've got another tune for y'alls. This one requested especially prior to the show by a certain awesome someone who hopefully is listening. This track brings me back to this time last year. And I love when songs kind of do that to you, when they just transport you right back to when you were kind of connecting that song to a certain place or a certain person, a certain moment. Enough of me. Here's Lose Your Mind by So Many Wizards.
Slowly. I might have lost my leg in the war. What war? The war of love. My girl's a real shark. I'm not gonna try to debate it. Not everybody's perfect. My baby told me, darling, if you can't get a party, better get a parole. I told her I'll be out by the morning when the sun is down and with the money roll. Ooh-wee, that gal's the gal for me. She loves me tenderly. I walk with my brand new slacks and my hair slick back down to Donnie's pier. I blew my wallet on a chandelier. All for my loving gal, Lenore, loves the elderly. A bottle of scotch, a dime sack and a diamond watch. Wouldn't you like that? A bottle of gin, a typewriter and a violin. Wouldn't you like that? Whoa! James Felice on the piano. Real talent. All right, Jimmy, that's enough. Let's wrap it up. Took it back again. Oh man, you got to understand, she loves me tenderly. A bottle of scotch, a dime sack and a diamond watch. Wouldn't you like that? A bottle of gin, what? A typewriter.
Named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning and thunder was desire, this old house would have burned down a long time ago. So make me an angel who flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, I had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time. No matter how I try, the years just flow by like a broken down dam. So make me an angel who flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. Flies in the kitchen, I can hear them buzzing. I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. Tell me, how the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say? Make me an angel flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
We are back in studio, and
Nikki's in the house.
Nikki's in the house.
Okay.
Yeah. Nick, you already told me, but tell the people, they want to know, how was your Monday?
Yeah, I would say it was a very average Monday. It was just going through the motions a bit, you know?
Cool.
Got some stuff done, which is good, but Nothing big to report from this Monday, March 27th.
So if you were to rate March 27th on a scale of 1 to 10, just how mediocre would it be?
So is this on a scale of 1 to 10 of, like, mediocrity or, like...
Oh, that's an important question.
You know?
Look out, guys. Nick's got the questions.
I mean, you gotta dig. You gotta dig. Get accurate responses.
Interesting. No, I would say 0 would be a horrible day, 10 would be best day of your life.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So I would say it was a solid, like, 4.7.
Gotcha.
So almost exactly.
So almost low, exactly but mediocre, but like...
But like a little bit.
But a little bit less.
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks.
Yep.
So we played some music. The first one that you heard was Lose Your Mind by So Many Wizards, followed by Love Me Tenderly by the Fleece Brothers, and that last track was Nikki's first pick of the night.
Yeah, the song is titled Angel from Montgomery, and this version was by Old Girl Medicine Show, but as my mom pointed out to me over text, it was originally done by, or written by Bonnie Raitt.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know. I was debating which one to play, and I went with the old Cro-Madison show because I don't know.
Cool.
That's how it's doing.
Shout out Mama G.
Shout out Mama G.
Thank you for all the hospitality and food and deliciousness in the Poconos. I hope Wing Night is warm.
What a great
and wing filled.
What a great week.
What a great week.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're gonna spin some more tunes for you. It's almost half the hour, but not quite.
All right.
So that's just a quick time check for all those without clocks near them.
Weather check, not raining anymore in the Medford Somerville area. We're looking at about 37 degrees Fahrenheit. Pretty cloudy, pretty damp out, but you know, not raining. So get out there on this Monday night.
Puddle stomp.
Do what you will.
Cool.
All right.
Let's hear this. Anything to say about this song? Just speak for itself?
It'll speak for itself, I would say.
Cool.
Maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe
rapper, she's a bad bitch. I would sit behind her in my classes. Yeah, I used to love her something stupid. I used to love her something stupid. Yeah, I don't know if I remember where she lived now. And even so, it's not as if we would've fit. Oh, yeah, she was wild, I was different, we was kids then. And this was way before my love for cannabis. Wow, and I was waiting on a ride that never did show. And I debated back and forth among my friends, though. But see, these roses turn from red to black again, oh. You stupid roses, I just told you, cut that shit out. You stupid fucking roses. Hey, you stupid roses. Hey, you stupid fucking roses. Hey, you stupid roses. Not that she isn't, yeah, that's just invalid. I used to try to never do this, yeah, I do this. But everything I try was useless. Caught the contact again, called the contact for more. Caught the call, call it out, cut the signal, come on. Send the satellite off, airplane mode, day, yo. You'll be roller coaster cold if you ever grow that rose, yeah, her rose, yeah. Like I got a girl, I can't be fucking with you, no. But maybe magnetic is our only MO, I never did level with mine. So she sat across from me, my curiosity coiled like a snake around a finger. Like another bouquet of these fucking roses, trying to duck the motion. But they know me better, fucking missile crisis, shoot me out the blue and blend me in direct. Cause she can read me too, she'll never tell her soul. But someone beat it to it, saying Rome was lost, but it was not a ruin, ruin, rah, rah. Anyway, I just stand there holding a dozen of these roses. Yeah, these stupid fucking roses. Hey, you stupid roses. Hey, you stupid fucking roses. Hey, you stupid roses.
Welcome back, everyone. 11:43 and counting.
Yep.
You know what that means, Nick?
What does that mean, Spence?
That means that my laundry's done.
Okay. You like doing laundry during the radio show time. I've noticed that.
Yeah, I like to just have all my dirty laundry out here in the studio. I'm kind of old school when it comes to laundry. Little known fact. I just use a washboard and some paint and elbow grease.
That's
so I'm doing my socks right now.
That's how you conserve resources.
Exactly. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yep.
So we just played some tunes. First was a classic by Paul Simon, Graceland.
Yeah.
Great song. Yeah.
I caught on to it. I didn't hear it until fairly late in my existence. Pretty recently. Was on a road trip. Or not that recently, but like within the past 2-3 years. Road trip. Nick Dolchin played it. And I loved it.
Amazing.
Yep.
I would love to visit Graceland at some point.
What an experience.
Wouldn't
that
we all?
Would be.
And the next was Outro by Woof Pick.
Classic.
Another classic.
Of the modern day.
A modern day classic. Yeah, good song. Dirty Nalgene riffs on it a lot. Shout out Gabe Haddad, big Woof Woof Peck fan. Woof, what is a Woof Peck? I don't know.
Sounds like, I don't know.
It's worth
a
Google.
I assume, yeah. Sounds like a, nah, I don't know.
Something that can peck. Some woof, some woof. Maybe they just woof, I don't know. I don't know, who knows? We'll ask them. Woof Peck, feel free to call in and give us some intel.
The last one we heard was Stupid Rose by Kwaku Collins. I like the beat in that.
I like that too. There was also a moment where I was very much sure that the song was done and I didn't have anything queued up.
Gave him quite a scare.
But Nikki D was just playing with me.
Yep. Okay, so that I don't mislead our listeners with false information, we had our best people on it to fact check everything we've said this show, and it seems that Bonnie Raitt may not have written Angel from Montgomery, but performed it with the writer John Prine, but we're not positive about this information. But thank you, Mom, for the intel. Much appreciated.
Quick question, Nick. Stupid Rose. Rose is a flower, we all know. Do you have a favorite type of flower?
I love a good orchid.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A man says orchid.
Yep. I like how you put ice into it.
Oh.
To keep it lively.
To keep it alive.
I think that's spunky. You know?
But then what happens when the ice inevitably melts? You put more ice in?
You don't gotta like keep it constantly ice.
Okay. You it's just a like, little
cool
flavor.
The soil, you
little
know?
Nuance.
A little nuance.
Weird.
Exactly.
I'm into that.
How about you?
A big fan of the sunflower. Okay. Big fan of a big bright sunflower.
They produce such good, tasty seeds.
True. You have a favorite type of sunflower seeds? We're munching on a fair amount of seeds.
I really like. I'm a David's brand type of person, as many are. Really like their barbecue. Really, their black pepper and salt.
Ooh, I never had that one.
Something like that.
I like the ranch.
Oh.
I'm a ranch guy.
You're a ranch guy.
Also plain.
Plain.
You know?
Yeah.
Classic. Spitting seeds.
Yeah. I tried just like without any seasoning whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, I like it. It feels very, I don't know.
Wholesome.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Cool. So we're going to play some more tunes. It's 11:48.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, sure.
Have we played it? I, as you know, I was absent for the first 10 minutes of the show. Have we played a PSA yet?
We have not. Is it PSA time?
You know what? 11:48. I feel like
that's reeks a good
time
of PSA for, time. Yeah. You're right.
So let's just chat a bit while I locate a good one.
Cool. Anything interesting that you like have been caught on recently, like just in the world of the world?
Have I been caught in the world of the world?
Just a fact you find interesting, motifs that you've been struggling with, like cool people that have just done some neat stuff, something that you wouldn't know.
I've been watching a lot of interviews from the Dick Cavett Show of late.
What is the Dick Cavett?
Dick Cavett Show was an old talk show from the 1960s. And I don't know how I got... I was like watching interviews with Noam Chomsky. And I think that... Oh, okay. No, it was a long chain of YouTube, of connected YouTube links.
Heck
eventually
yeah.
I got to it and he has some good interviews and apparently he's considered one of the best conversationalist interviewers. So... It's pretty interesting.
Who does he like do interviews with? Like famous people of the 60s,
yeah,
I guess.
Like quite influential. He does like musicians. He's done like members of the Beatles, and then he'll do political figures or like activist figures. So pretty good.
How would you rate his interview style? 1 to 10.
I would rate it a solid like 9.
Wow.
Possibly even in the 9
plus category.
Yeah, no, but because he's very human. Cool. And like talk about how he's uncomfortable sometimes in interviews because he doesn't know what to say. It's fun. It's very natural.
I like that. That's interesting. Have you seen Nardwar?
No.
He is probably the antithesis to this dude. What is his name again? Sorry?
Dit Cavett.
He is probably one of my favorite interviewers of all time because he just kills the research on whoever he's interviewing. He does mostly musical people. He has a YouTube channel, and you might have heard of him. Or seen him because he's just a really kind of weird dude who's just doing his thing and killing it. But he'll like give gifts to other musicians and like just bring back some like OG stuff from their youth and like really like ask questions and like bring up stuff that like, you know, your average Joe Schmo like interviewer isn't gonna talk about. So all of his stuff is really just really interesting. But he has kind of a script that he reads from and he just sticks to it. But he gets some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
I would recommend him.
I will, for sure.
So, yeah, you heard it here, folks. If you're looking for a good interviewer, Nardwar or Dit Cavett.
Yeah.
You know, 40 years apart, but still talking.
Still talking 50 years at this point.
True.
I often think about as if it's still the 2000s, just because the subtraction's easier. But,
true.
You know. Anyway,
we
got a PSA here. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I don't know quite. That was the end of the PSA.
Yeah.
Here's my commentary. I don't know quite how updated this is, so might have to fact check the 43% of total military spending because have a suspicion it's higher.
I think so unless that's
an updated version.
We'll have to fact check.
We'll
that
have
one.
Our best people on it.
Cool. So I've got a tune for you folks.
Sick.
This is by Leroy. It is from the Scrubs soundtrack. He wrote it not for the Scrubs soundtrack, but they used it for the show. Big fan of Scrubs personally. Watched it so much in middle school and early bit of high school. Feel like I've maybe outgrown it a little bit, but it's still just goofy and fun, and I don't know. I like this song. I like TV shows that have fun soundtracks or like mixed soundtracks. But yeah. Hope you enjoy.
Roller coasters. Holy roller. I got shot down in Southern California. All along you never loved me, yeah. Until the day that you shot me off. And now that it's over, I hope that you find what you're after, yeah. Are you having a good time with your friends and your friends' wives? So now I'm gonna warn you that there's only so much I can hold. Are you having a good time?
nothing I can do about it.
Spending money never matter, no. As long as Danny paid the damage, yeah. But now that you're living on the hill, I hope that your social life doesn't get you killed now. Are you having a good time with your friends and your friends' wine? So now I'm on a warrior, and that there's only so much I can hold. Coasters, holy roller, I got shot down in Southern California. All along you never loved me, yeah, until the day that you shot me off. And now that it's over, I hope that you find what you're after now.
Yeah. It ain't easy. and a heart.